It is my privilege this evening, my sincere and deep privilege, to have Mr. John Blair with us, who is the Senior Vice President of Product and Research Development at NSA. And I heard John speak this past August at an event I was at called the Q School, and was really struck with the amount of effort and leadership that John has put forth in guiding the whole journey of Juice Plus in terms of quality and integrity. And I just want to give a little bit of background about John. He's been a part of NSA for 20 years. He's born and raised in Southern California, and has his undergraduate degree from Dartmouth College and his MBA from UCLA. John spearheaded the decision by NSA to go into the field of nutrition and the choice of Juice Plus as the lead product. He led the development of the manufacturing team that produces the entire Juice Plus product line. He also helped to develop the early aspects of the marketing plan that led to NSA's unique virtual franchise concept. And he now leads the worldwide research effort that underscores the efficacy and credibility of Juice Plus. John strives to live an active and healthy lifestyle as an avid golfer and a skier, and was formerly a world-ranked Masters handball player, earning 15 national handball championships. He's a member of the Board of Directors of the Council for Responsible Nutrition, the leading trade association for the nutritional support industry. So basically, he is in the group, the small group of individuals that supervise the entire supplement industry. And John, correct me if I'm wrong, you are the chairman-elect, or are you now the chairman of the Council for Responsible Nutrition?
My term starts 1 year from now, so I'm the chairman-elect, and I'll be the chairman for 2013 and 2014.
Okay.
And it's great to be with you guys on the call tonight.
Yeah, thank you so much. And with no further ado, I'm going to just ask you a few questions here, and we'll do this in kind of an interview style. Number one, as the Senior VP for Product and Research Development at NSA, what would you say are the driving forces behind protecting the Juice Plus brand?
That's a great question, Matt. As you may recall from the Q School, the three things that drive all of the efforts of the product and research group are safety, quality, and consistency. Of course, safety comes first. Quality is, of course, super important with the Juice Plus brand. And consistency is important because it doesn't do us any good to make an absolutely super-duper batch of Juice Plus one time and not be able to repeat it the next. So we want all of our distributors and all of your customers to have top quality Juice Plus time after time after time.
Yep. So it's those three factors. Well, let me ask you something. Would you say that price has been a consideration in making Juice Plus? And can you explain what you mean by the whole concept of price is driven from the bottom up?
Of course, price is always important, but when we started the Juice Plus program almost 20 years ago, there was nothing like it in the marketplace. And so at that time, our principal objective was to make the best Juice Plus product we could. And then essentially we took the cost of every step of the process and all of our manufacturing partners, of course, when they help us, they have to mark in some profit so that they have a long-term win-win for them. And NSA marks in their profit so that we can pay all the distributor commissions and keep healthy as an enterprise. And what we're left is the price of Juice Plus that's driven from the bottom up. So we start with the best ingredients we can. We use the best process that we can. We deal with the best partners that we can. And every step of the way, everyone is participating in the success of Juice Plus. And the end product is the price to the market. Now, the reason this is different from other nutraceuticals on the shelf, such as a multivitamin, is no matter what you say about wanting quality ingredients and dealing with quality suppliers and having good quality control through the process, at the end of the day, when you put a multivitamin on the shelf, it has to compete with other multivitamins. And so you are driven by that final price, and what happens is, inevitably, in order to compete on price, folks cut corners in terms of the raw materials, the formula itself, the manufacturing process, the quality controls. And I'm not saying that all the products in the in a GNC or a vitamin shop aren't good products. I'm just saying that they need, going in, they understand they have to have a competitive price or they're not going to sell. And that was never a consideration in terms of the Juice Plus manufacturing chain and manufacturing process.
Okay, yeah, that's interesting, because I remember you saying that when Juice Plus came on the market, when y'all launched it, there was nothing like it. So there was no price comparison. Is that right?
That's right. And really, Matt, there's still nothing like it today, even though there have been many copycats over the years. Trust me, we have a proprietary juicing process, which we developed over many years. We are dealing with some of the top growers in the world who are long-term quality producers. And we are dealing with some of the top manufacturing partners in America. So it would be pretty tough to put together a total package that actually does compare to Juice Plus, even though there are whole food-based products on the market that compare themselves to Juice Plus. It's not really the same.
Yeah. Well, I can see that. Well, considering the fact that Juice Plus and Vineyard Blend incorporate 25 different fruits, vegetables, berries, and grains, now that's a considerable challenge to work with so many suppliers and vendors. What would you say are the keys to making this aspect of Juice Plus run smoothly?
Well, for one thing, Matt, you got to keep your eye on the ball. You have to watch the weather because worldwide weather now has an impact on us. And it's very important that we build good long-term relationships with these suppliers. And when I say suppliers, I'm not just talking about North America, but Europe, South America. We'll go all over the world to get the best produce that we can. And it's important that all of our partners kind of buy into our philosophy of Juice Plus as the preeminent nutraceutical product in our industry. They understand our commitment to quality. They appreciate our commitment to quality. And so you set the tone in the beginning, you build strong relationships, and fortunately we've always been able to deliver for these folks, and so it's been working for years and years, but it's a constant struggle looking for good, clean, quality produce.
Mm-hmm. Well, in terms of producing Juice Plus and Vineyard Blend, what would you say are the greatest challenges in the entire process of going from farm to capsule? What are the key sticking points or the ones where you say, oh, man, this is always a challenge? And I know you've said some of that already just with weather. Can you elaborate any more on other challenges?
Yeah, the weather is interesting because hurricanes, floods, enormous catastrophes like that, the landscape, and it's just like the people in Japan in the area of the meltdown of the nuclear plant. There is no way that we would be getting produce from anywhere near that plant for years and years. And so weather does have a huge impact, and floods tend to spread pollutants and herbicides and pesticides into areas that were previously protected. So weather's part of it. But the big thing is long-term that, with the agricultural systems around the world and the use of fertilizers and herbicides and pesticides, it is going to be a huge long-term challenge to be able to assure that we have clean, top-quality produce for years and years to come. And that's why Juice Plus is making a commitment to working with organic farmers and moving in the direction of organic, even though it's an enormous challenge to get all 25 ingredients produced organically. We are well on our way to that goal, and we just think it's much safer for the product long-term to be dealing with farmers around the world who are committed to clean, safe produce. And the second thing is, Matt, that we have backups in other parts of the world, because when North America might be having some weather challenges or drought or flood, there's a good chance that Europe will be in better shape and vice versa. So over the years, we've developed relationships with growers all over the planet, and it's important that we continue to maintain these relationships, because the raw material is really where it all starts.
That's really, it's just hard to remember this. I mean, this is a challenge that you face when you're producing a product that comes from real fruits and vegetables, real produce.
You know, Matt, before we go on, one example of this, as you know, NSA became one of the largest users of kale in America, and we became concerned that we would be able to continue to have a good, clean, quality supply of kale. So we developed a relationship with one of our juicers to produce all of the kale we need each year on 1,000 organic acres in the upper Midwest. And so we control that product right from the seed. And basically, our production program going forward is moving down through the supply chain to assert our quality controls at the very beginning of the process. And if we have to, we'll have our own farm someday.
Yeah. Well, let me just ask you then, in terms of over the last 18 years, in what you've faced, what do you think are the greatest advances technologically since Juice Plus has come on the market?
Well, of course, our juicing process has improved by leaps and bounds. That was the big challenge in the first place, was trying to dry the fruits and vegetables at low temperature. And we can't go through the whole story tonight, but we went through a spray drying process that had its challenges and limitations. We went through a freeze drying process, which had its challenges and limitations. We ultimately developed our own process, which not only dries the fruits and vegetables at low temperature, but it dries them quickly, because both heat and time are the enemies of efficacy, and we try to do as little damage to the fruits and vegetables and the nutrients as possible when they're going from the original produce into juice form and then into powder. And really, the other advancements have been in the nutraceutical industry itself, because originally we were dependent on our manufacturing partners such as NAI. Over the years, the standards of manufacturing in the nutraceutical industry have been improved dramatically, the standards and the documentation. So as Juice Plus has grown, the entire industry has grown. But we have been on the quality side of that equation from day one.
Well, and what would you say, you know, one thing that you said, and this may be alluding to an earlier comment, was that actually y'all have to have facilities where you bring produce frozen, and then finally it's all thawed once everything that's required for Juice Plus to be produced, it's all brought together. But there has to be a facility where you can store things. Is that right?
Right. Well, first of all, we have to deal with growers all around the world who have the ability to harvest and clean and wash their produce and immediately freeze it in a process that's called IQF, Instant Quick Frozen. And it's important because that's the best way to preserve nutrient value in live plants. So in this way, produce from all over the world can be shipped to our juicing locations and stored until it's time for the juicing to take place, because the kale matures at a different time than spinach or a different time than the carrots or the tomatoes. So we have to harvest when at the peak of ripeness, when the produce is at its best, but then we have to have a way of preserving it, and this is IQF. And all of our juicing facilities have large frozen lockers. And if you think about it, Matt, when the Juice Plus juicing process starts, it is virtually frozen anyway. It's about 34 degrees. So it's best to do that right at the farm in the field and preserve it then instead of wait for it to be shipped and then freeze it, because we want to preserve it at that peak of ripeness. And we start the juicing process. The juices and the fruits and vegetables are practically frozen. They are just at the moment of thawing. And that, we found that that is the best way to preserve quality and have a worldwide operation at the same time.
Wow, that's great. Well, in terms of quality control, can you explain what the company goes through to ensure the quality and integrity of the finished product?
Certainly. It all starts by us setting the specifications in the first place. So we have quality specs that are written out and distributed throughout the supply chain. And then at every step in the process, at every ingredient, every batch of produce, there is a certificate of analysis that certifies not only the content of the product or the ingredient, but also that it meets our QC specs. And then there's testing done when the material is received or the produce is received to make sure that it meets the specs. So we set the specs, we watch the specs, we audit the specs, and we audit the QC of our manufacturing partners throughout the year. So it's simply a matter of setting the tone in the first place and then keeping your eye on the ball and everyone knowing that you've got your eye on the ball, so that there are absolutely no misunderstandings about what we mean in terms of quality control. And it's a very comprehensive process, and our manufacturers are great partners, and they are all in on this philosophy.
Wow, that's so important. Well, let me ask you something along the lines of quality and integrity. You've achieved that NSF certification. What was that like to pursue that? Describe that.
Well, it's something fairly recent in the industry, and it really emerged because of some of the problems that some of the supplement manufacturers were having in terms of either adulterated product or ingredients that are not supposed to be in there being found upon audit and that sort of thing. And so NSF, which used to be the National Sanitation Foundation, and oddly enough used to be the certification authority for NSA's water filters, transformed themselves into a company more oriented toward nutrition and became the leading company that certifies nutrition standards in North America. And what they do is that they take selected samples of every product that we make from every plant where it's made. So, as you know, Matt, we have backup plants for both the capsules, for the complete, for the soft chews, for all of our products. We have more than one manufacturing source. And so every place where each product is manufactured, NSF goes, takes samples, and they test to see that every ingredient that you have listed on your label is actually in the product in the right proportion. They also test to see that things that are not supposed to be in there aren't there, like herbicides, pesticides, heavy metals, etc. It's a very comprehensive process. And then, as you know, for athletes, we took it one step further and took one of the same batches of Juice Plus, made the same way, and we did the additional testing for all of the currently identified illegal banned substances as established by the World Doping Authority, WADA. Anti-Doping Authority, WADA. So, really, this was a great step for Juice Plus. And essentially, NSF is just duplicating the tests that that NSA and our manufacturing partners have already been doing anyway. So we had a lot of confidence going in and just wanted to pay the extra price to have that certification on the label so that our customers are even more confident that this is a safe, quality product.
That's great. Well, at this Q School this last year, you related a powerful story about the whole effort that NSA went to, the links they went to comply with the Dietary Supplement and Health Act in 2009. Can you just relate some of those details?
Yes. Yeah, so the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act, DSHEA, first came about in 94. And the industry has continued to evolve, and the FDA, with the, by the way, in cooperation with industries such as CRN, they published several years ago, amendments to the food law. We are actually governed under the food laws, what's called CFR 111. It's a section of the food law, and it continued to upgrade the standards not only for manufacturing, but also for documentation of manufacturing. And it was to take effect in June of 2009. We had a meeting of all of our manufacturing partners in January of 2009 to make sure that they were on track to meet the standards by the deadline, and had tremendous discussions with them. And some of them, like NAI, probably paid as much as $500,000 to conform to all of the standards that were required. It's virtually like pharmaceutical standards. And since June of 2009, the FDA has done, by now probably 300 field audits. And it's remarkable how many companies have failed. Almost 30% have failed miserably, indicating that they paid no attention to the standards at all. And some of these companies are going to get prosecuted. We're going to see some fallout in the nutrition industry. And all this is good for all of us and for all consumers, because the American public needs to be able to depend on a quality product inside those bottles. And NSA and all of its manufacturing partners are CFR 111 compliant and will stay that way.
Yeah, that's important. What an honor for you to be a part of the Council for Responsible Nutrition and to be selected as the upcoming chairman. How awesome is that? How do you think that's important for NSA, for the makers of Juice Plus?
Well, Matt, NSA, you know, has a lot at stake, and all of our distributors and customers are depending on us. And it's important that we have a seat at the table when it comes to these discussions with the FDA, the FTC, members of Congress, to protect Juice Plus and the other products in our industry by making sure that Congress doesn't do something half-cocked in terms of laws. We have good laws. DSHEA is a good law. We just need the FDA to have the ability to enforce the law. And so it's important that NSA had a seat at that table, and it's also important that since we are a major actor in the industry, that we do our part to help others protect our industry and to protect consumers in the long run. So we just felt it was important that we participate in the Council for Responsible Nutrition. And as far as me being elected, I guess you'd have to ask the other members on the board as to how that happened. But I'm very honored to do that, and it's certainly a feather in NSA's cap that we are not only on the board of directors, but that I'll be the chairman in the next year and two coming up.
Yeah, well, no big surprise to me. Let me ask you something. In terms of the hurdles that NSA has faced in getting Juice Plus into China, that was a very interesting story. Can you just elaborate briefly on the challenges there and what links you went to and are going through?
Yeah, it's been quite a process, and it's been 4 or 5 years now, and we've had a team of experts over there, and we have a manufacturing partner over there. You actually have to produce the product in China. The Chinese government has to duplicate all of the tests that we have done, including some of our research. They don't accept anything that's done outside the country. We met with a panel of experts, first of all, and made a Juice Plus presentation. And these are actually some of the people who are on the regulatory board who will make the decision as to the approval of Juice Plus. And we presented the product. They loved the idea. They gave us some suggestions as to how it might be better suited for China. But the crazy thing is, I mean, they have to duplicate all the tests that we have done. And, you know, obviously 4 or 5 years, they don't have much of a sense of urgency. I guess that's because we're a foreign country bringing a product in. But anyway, we're very, very close to product approval. And we have probably spent $1 million at this point just on product approval in the country of China. It's amazing.
What was impressive to me was that you chose to do it right. And in so many countries, things can be, palms can be greased, the skids can be greased in various ways, and you chose to go, you know, the process became much more complicated because it was all above board, and that was impressive to me.
There actually, Matt, yeah. There are products in China from America that have not gone through this process, and they're just taking a chance. The clock is ticking. But that's not the way NSA does things. I mean, we are not going to put new distributors and new customers at risk. If we're going to China, we're going to go the right way and know that we'll be there over a long period of time.
That's impressive. That really is. That speaks to protecting the Juice Plus brand for sure for every country where it currently is being marketed. At the Q School, you made a statement. The dynamics are still strong. Can you elaborate on that?
Oh, I'd be happy to, Matt. You know, Juice Plus was created almost 19 years ago to fill the gap in the modern diet, and that is that the good carbs from fruits and vegetables have been displaced by packaged and processed carbs. And despite all of the advice from five-a-day program in the grocery store to the National Cancer Institute, the World Health Organization, to eat five a day, which is now up to 9 to 13 servings of fruits and vegetables a day, people just don't seem to be able to get, either they can't, they won't, or they don't get the recommended serving. And it's funny because every time someone does research on the supplement industry and asks the question to people, why do they take supplements, the answer is, because I don't eat right. Well, we know what they're not eating. We're still eating plenty of protein. We're still eating plenty of fat. But we're not getting those good carbs. And Juice Plus is specifically designed to fill the gap for the fruits and vegetables that are missing in the diet. And, you know, since we started Juice Plus almost 20 years ago, obesity in America has almost doubled. It has doubled in children. So we're losing that battle. So, you know, I ask all the people that are on the line tonight, is our lifestyle going to get easier? Is there going to be less stress? And certainly with the economy we have, you know the answer to that is no. It's getting tougher and tougher. Most families, two people are working to make ends meet. You know, all of the challenges that were present to eat a healthy lifestyle. Is there going to be less fast food produced and fewer fast food commercials that are constantly bombarding our kids with information about their products, which really isn't nutritional information? Is that going to change? No. That's just going to keep on going and growing. So there are huge forces that are fighting against a healthy diet and a healthy lifestyle. And people now need Juice Plus now more than ever because it is the one product that was designed to fill that true gap in the diet, and also it's the one product that has the research and the documentation to support that it really does work. So it's our job to share that good news with people, and when we do, we know that we're giving them a good opportunity because we know Juice Plus works.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting you made a statement that that I think gives just so much confidence, and that was the fact that in saying Juice Plus is the next best thing to fruits and vegetables, you were saying that you actually had a dossier of evidence to absolutely support that claim, and that tagline was legitimate, a legitimate claim that Juice Plus could make, and there's just not anything else on the market, in the marketplace worldwide, that can make that claim. Wouldn't you agree?
I would agree, and we have that tagline because we start with the best produce, we have the best process to concentrate it into powders, and the other thing about the next best thing, Matt, is we're saying that it's not quite as good as. We still support a very healthy diet, and as this year unfolds, for those of you on the line, you're going to hear more about a product called the Tower Garden, where NSA and Juice Plus are actually promoting a way of making it easier, not necessarily easy, but easier for people to get fresh fruits and vegetables right there in their own backyard or even their own patio. And that's with the Tower Garden, which you'll hear more about coming up soon.
Yeah, I mean, this is so fun because you're putting your money where your mouth is. You've bought the patent to something that not only you've already supplied what I consider to be the finest nutraceutical in the world, and I've looked at a lot of them, but along with that, filling the gaps from Juice Plus, we now have the opportunity to grow our own fruits and vegetables through this aeroponic technology, and it just really does speak volumes to the integrity of the company, the commitment to true health, and I can say, being a part of the community of Juice Plus reps for the last 5 years, I've just been so impressed with the fact that we really are genuinely committed to seeing and to inspiring healthy living around the world, and that's kind of the new, that's the new motto.
Yes.
And you're proving it.
And NSA is going to try to do everything that we can to make that a reality.
Yep. Well, John, listen, that game is starting soon. The kickoff is about to happen, or it may have already, and I'm not watching the TV. So, listen, man, I really so appreciate your time and your willingness to do this call. It's going to be a great resource for so many people. Kathy, do you want to stop the call or stop the recording?
Okay, I sure will. And the rebroadcast number is 760-569-0899. The access code is 988874#. And a big thank you, John and Dr. Matt. This is awesome information. We so appreciate you both.
Well, Kathy, it's my pleasure to join you and Matt on the call tonight. And Happy New Year to everybody on the line. And we wish you a healthy and a Happy New Year.
Thanks again, John.
Thanks.
Have a good evening. Happy New Year.
Take care.
Bye-bye.